Praise the Lord. Well, I'm not going to get to it. All right. So, God, we come to you this morning forever grateful for this day that you have made, knowing that we can humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God so that you may exalt us in the proper time, because we do cast all our cares on you, because we know that you care about us. So thank you for this master's call, Father. Thank you for the founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Robbins-Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Father, thank you that they were faithful and that they were obedient to the call, your call, to start the master's call. And look at where we've come after 9 years, Lord. Oh, God, have a special blessing upon them. Continue to touch them in ways that they need to be touched, and encourage them in ways that they need to be encouraged, and prosper them in ways that they need to be prospered in all ways, oh, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord, and for how you've kept them through the ups and the downs, through the all the things they've had to go through, and yet they're still standing. Father, bless them in a mighty way. Father, we lift up our mothers, Mother Josie, Mother Eleanor Blackwell, oh, God. We lift up, oh, God, oh, my God, my mother over in Mother Oliver, Lord. Oh, God, just do something special in their lives today. Father, we thank you for the speaker. We thank you for the psalmist this morning, Minister Roslyn, Lord. Father, continue to anoint them in the name of Jesus. And this word will go forth with clarity as we seek to do your will. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, this is Minister Willa here in Tampa. And as I always say, you just have to know that I do love me some you. Host, are you there?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Can you hear me?
Wanda, all you have to do is hit the star six. Minister Wanda, just hit a star six. She's on.
Okay, thanks. Good morning, Minister Willa, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer. My name is Minister Wanda from Chicago, and excuse me, and I greet you and welcome you to our telecommunication sanctuary. Now, I would like to let you know how we all got started. In October 2010, by two co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robbins-Patchen and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. They stood on a scripture, which is Psalms 88:13, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." The mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, www.themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. We have a theme for this year, which is in 2019, God's hand of justice, integrity, and truth in me, individually and collectively, will be seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Willa have done, a host such as I am doing, or you might even want to share a word from the Lord, you may even have prayer requests or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. Dr. Vanessa or Prayer General Brenda Terrell will contact you. Now, this is a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 29 years ago. We are now Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. Now, we have a new morning motivational call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. A team of great leaders are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617. Again, that's 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617 pound. Every Monday, well, today is Tuesday, and it would be Presidential Tuesday. Thank you. And I am going to introduce our speaker. His name is Pastor Evett Thomas. And he's, Pastor Evett Thomas is a baptized, born-again believer and an ordained minister. He has been preaching the gospel for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. Pastor Evett is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. Pastor Evett's official Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Evett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, is a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA, is the past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Minister Alliance, and is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. Pastor Evett has been married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years. His mission is to be used of God to transform lives in spirit, soul, and body. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Pastor Evett, are you there?
Yes, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Take it away. God bless.
Thank you, Minister Wanda, for the warm introduction. And acknowledging Minister Willis for greeting and Mr. Rosen for taking us into the presence of God. God bless everybody. Good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, thank God for this opportunity. We'll ask that had not been for the Lord on my side, I would not be. So to God be the glory. Well, let's look at Psalm number 1, just basically the first three verses. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, we're going to talk about the Word of God this morning, the B-I-B-L-E, Basic Instruction Before Leaving Earth, the Word of God. The Word is really our life. This Word is life, and we just want to focus mainly on the second verse of that psalm. But his delight is in the law of the Word of the Lord, and in his law of the Word does he meditate day and night. It's something we really don't take seriously enough in our culture, this meditation. We, the Eastern people over there that into meditation, TM, transcendental meditation, and some getting into yoga, what have you. But the real way to meditate is through the Word of God, biblical meditation. And it's the Word of God that really makes a difference and changes us from the inside out. So have you ever met people who had every reason to be depressed and sullen, but who are perpetually joyful and full of life? The life seems to be consist of an endless series of tragedy. Some of them are in prison in bodies ravaged by disease or deteriorated by injury. Others endure family turmoil, economic hardships, or personal misfortune. Yet, in spite of the numerous reasons they have to feel discouraged, there seems to be a continuous revival within them. They have learned how to survive. The secret of this authentic victorious living is found in Psalm number 1. A life of unfailing joy grows when we are rooted in delighting in and meditating on the Word of God. The second verse clarifies that Jesus said, "The words I have spoken to you are spirit and they are life," John 6:63. In the Word of God, one can find renewed joy, renewed hope, renewed peace, renewed contentment, renewed strength, and a renewed passion for life. God's Word is a deep well and a refreshing stream. The person whose life is planted like a tree by this stream of water, quote unquote, shall be constantly revitalized and motivated, finding satisfaction in serving others. So that's where our joy comes, Jesus first, others second, and yourself as joy, 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 the joy of the world. The joy, amen, of the Lord is our strength. Not what the world gives us, but the joy of the Lord. This joy, the world didn't give it to him, and the world can't take it away. The joy, amen, that comes from really getting into God's Word has a way of building us up and has a way of giving us strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. So we look at the psalm, and it's just so important to really get into God's Word, allow the Word of God to get into us. So it's just something about God's Word. In the Psalm 119:105 says, "The Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." And the Psalm 119:11 says, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." How much time do we really spend in God's Word? Do we really spend enough time in his Word? Amen, amen, amen. It's something, amen, about spending quiet time, devotional time in God's Word. Something really happens to us when that part of our life is really focused on the Word of God. Well, how do you study the Word? Well, Psalm 1 presents two portraits. The first three verses describe the happy man of faith. The last three verses describe the unsuccessful man who has no faith in God and who lives a life of wickedness. And this inspired portrait of a happy man, there is an explanation for his success. He makes some great choices, and he gives the sacred scripture a prominent place in his life day by day. He takes delight in the teachings of God's Word and meditates on them both day and night. So how do you relate to the Bible? Well, I hope that you recognize it as the inspired and authoritative record of God's self-revelation and human response to him under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You need to do something more than just hold the sacred scripture in reverence. You need to study God's Word day by day and nourish your spiritual growth, according to 1 Peter 2:1-2. No one can do your eating for you. No one can do your sleeping for you. No one can do your learning for you. No one can do your worshiping for you. No one can do your Bible study for you. Some things you must do for yourself. And Bible study is one of those things. let's take a look at some of the ways that you can really profit by studying the Word of God every single day. Number one, study to find promises to claim. The Bible contains many promises from God to his people. By faith and with an attitude of obedience, you can claim those promises as your very own. And number two, study to find commands to obey. God loves us and has absolutely no desire to deprive us of anything that is good. We need to believe in his benevolent purpose for us as we face the commandments of his holy word. Some commandments prohibit certain types of activity, but God is not trying to deprive us with prohibitions. Behind every prohibition, there is the divine desire to help us avoid harming ourselves and others. And some commandments call for affirmative action. Or shall I say affirmative action. Responding to these will bring joy into our lives and good into the lives of others. Number three, study to find examples to follow. Some biblical characters can serve as ideals for us. We can follow their examples and reap good results. And the Bible also contains accounts of some who failed. These examples should serve as red lights along the road of life to encourage us to stop the conduct that we might be engaging in. Then number four, study to find sins to avoid. Sin not only hurts the heart of our Father God, but sin brings hurt into our lives and the lives of others. As we study God's word and discover there the end result of sinful behavior, we can recognize sins that we need to avoid. Number five, study to find solutions to your problems. The daily study of God's word can be considered as the listening side of the prayer experience. When we pray, we should not only talk to God, but we should let him talk to us. So the silence just tell us how much it's important to meditate, not just every now and then, not only when we feel like it, but every day and night. Amen. It's just something about God's word. So we can only deposit God's word in our heart by studying it, meditating on it, even memorizing it. There was a time when back in some years ago before when I was single, I met a young lady that was really into God's word, and to be in her presence where she'd be quoting the word of God, I felt kind of lacking. You know, I said, well, I'm with this person, and she's really into the word, and I didn't hardly memorize much of the God's word. Of course, well, all of us pretty much know John 3:16, but she was just rallying on God's word, and that kind of, you know, like iron sharpens iron, it really got next to me. I said, well, maybe I need to start getting more deeper into God's word. And, of course, it's just amazing. When we start to memorize God's word, we, you know, we have an opportunity to really stand on God's word because we know it in our hearts. And when times come in our lives that causes us to make a decision, we have God's word within us to say, well, this is what the word of God says concerning this or concerning that. So I really got a dose of what memorizing God's word is. Amen. So we should study it for the good of our spiritual life as regularly as we eat food for the good of our physical life. So we ought to be blessed by God's word and know that God's word not only blesses us, but as we meditate on it day and night and get it inside of us, we can be a blessing to others that we come in contact with. You know, people are really lost out here in the world, and they're more into the world than they are in the word. So we are the lights of the world, the salt of the earth. And if we're going to make a difference around us in our communities, our neighborhoods, and our families, in the world at large, we must have the word of God to deal with situations for our own personal life and help them deal with their life, amen, situations that they come across, to help them realize whatever you're going through, you can find it in God's word. And God's word will definitely help you get over that which you're going through. Amen. God has a way of helping us get through some things. Sometimes he helps us by take us around some things, and amen, and help us to go over some things. Come on, somebody. Amen. To be able to speak to the mountain, not climb the mountain, but speak to the mountain. The mountain can move, amen, because of God's word. So what are you going through? What are you dealing with in your life today? Have you found the word of God alive in you? The scripture said that they will help you get through the things you're going through. Are you trying to manipulate and move things out of the way by your own intellect, by your own mindset, or what your buddy, your friend, your neighbor tells you? You know, a lot of times we call on people and say, well, I'm going through this and I'm going through that. Well, do they know the word? I mean, how can we receive light from somebody that's in darkness? Amen. We have to realize that some people just cannot give us, amen, what we need in the time of need. But the word of God is right there for us. Amen. We have the mind of Christ. We have the word of Christ. Amen. So what excuse do we have to become so overwhelmed in the situations that we go through? I know sometimes, you know, we have hard times. I understand that. But don't get so, amen, into the troubles of life, the problems of life, and how big they might be as mountains. But look how great our God is to help us through what we're going through. Amen. He's an almighty God, all-powerful. Amen. He's everywhere at the same time. He's just that good. He's a good, good father. Amen. So you will find out, amen, in God's word, a solution to whatever you're going through in life, and even give you pointers how to succeed. And as you look at that psalm, you say, you can be prosper. You can prosper. I know prosperity preachers get a bad name sometimes, but prosperity is part of God's will. We just have to learn how to balance our life. Don't be so into prosperity and realize prosperity is more to it than just, amen, our finances, you know, the things that we receive. But our prosperity comes in the way of peace, amen, that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable, full of glory, amen, so you can be prosperous in your life through meditating on the word of God. So my brothers and my sisters, I just wanted to stop by just for a little while to encourage you to get into God's word even the more, amen, and let God's word get into you. God bless you. Back to you, Minister Wanda. Amen. I'm done.
Thank you, Pastor Eric, for that profound word. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, I thank you so much for Pastor Eric, oh God. Thank you, Father, for the word that you spoke to us through him. Oh, God, we must meditate on your word. We must study your word, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you for the man of God. I want you to pour back into him what he has given to us, Father. Bless him beyond what he can imagine or think, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have your way in his life today. Lord, look on Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa. Continue to bless the founders of this call, Lord God. Grant them the desires of their heart. You know what they stand in need of. In Jesus' name, look on artists' life, oh God. Bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord. Have your way. Continue to give them the wisdom how to be entrepreneurs, oh God, how to be owners, what to do. Hallelujah. Give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding in Jesus' name. Lord, we look on the people that the enemy has attacked them in their bodies. Thank you, Father God, for doing the work in Dr. PK's body, Lord God, and Minister Sharon Stiles, oh God. Lord God, thank you for moving on Bart, Lord. Thank you for moving on T, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for touching each and every person that the enemy has attacked their body, Lord. You was wounded for their transgressions. You are a healer, and we thank you, Father. Look on the bereaved family. Look on the Perkins family, Lord God. Look on each and every person, Father, that the enemy has, some of them stole their life, some of them was ready to go, Father. We just ask him that you will strengthen the family, comfort them in the name of Jesus. Now look on the TMC family. Bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, Lord. You know what they need. You know their desires. Grant it to them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will forever give you the glory. We will forever give you the honor. And we will forever give you the praise. Help us to meditate even the more on your word. Now, I know you want to hear the playback, excuse me, of this powerful prayer message. The number is 712-432-1085, PIN 957-677, pound. And also, we have the new motivational call, which is next, and that number is 712-770-4005, PIN 294-617, pound. Thank you again, Minister Roslyn, for leading us in praise and worship. Thank you, Minister Willa, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Take it to God in prayer. Hallelujah. And Father God, once again, we thank you for that powerful message this morning. Pastor Everett, will you please come and give us the benediction?
Well, praise God. Let me say this before I give the benediction to give God the glory for the vessels that made this call possible, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. Amen. And we thank God for your vision and your longevity of this call. Now unto him that's able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, henceforth, now, and forevermore. Be blessed, my brother and my sister. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.